jokey.
It's not. It's funny.
It is not.
It is. Okay, wait.
Guys, maybe you could settle something for us. Now that Alex and I are living together, we want to change the message on her answering machine. Now, Alex wants a standard. We're not in, yada, yada, beep, right? Okay. I think that I've come up with something that just has in a little more personality. Okay, you ready?
I really don't want to do this.
Avast there, mateys. This is Captain Brian.
And this is Damsel Alex.
We're not aboard the Jolly Roger right now. But leave a message or we'll make you walk the plank.
Arr,
arr, arr.
What do you think?
That's the most moronic thing I've ever heard.
You guys put that on my machine?
Correction, that is the most moronic thing I've ever heard.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a woman with silky blonde hair, alabaster skin, and eyes a man can get lost in. Have you seen her?
I used to be her. But I guess you want Helen Chapel. She runs the lunch counter here.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Here's your French toast and your eggs.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, what can I get you?
Nothing.
Okay. Do I know you?
I'm Mark, your waiter from the Crab House. You were there a few months ago. I served you. Crabs.
Oh, yeah, right.
I just came by to say hi. So, hi.
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 Close your eyes and you'd swear you were at the Algonquin Round Table. Oh my God. Look at that woman. That's Roy's ex-wife.
Hold it. Somebody actually married Roy?
Hey there, Roy, over at your counter. Isn't that your ex-wife?
Oh my God, it is Sylvia. Hackett, don't let her see me. The last time we were together, she sicked her Rottweiler on me.
That's your ex-wife? She's so elegant and refined and attractive and...
And what? Is it so hard to believe she was married to me?
Yeah. What'd she do, lose a bet?
Hey, what's going on?
It's Roy's ex-wife, Sylvia. Can you believe it?
Sure, why not?
Thanks, Chapel.
It's exactly the way I pictured her. All the way down to that tacky fur coat.
No. Not her, the blonde.
No way!
Why don't you go over and talk to her, Roy?
What the hell? How do I look?
Well...
That's good enough.
Man, this is gonna be great. She's gonna tear him up.
Sylvia.
Hello, Roy.
What are you doing on Nantucket?
I wanted to get away from Boston for a few days, and Palm Beach this time of year is silly with Euro trash.
I guess you must have forgotten that I live here, huh?
Not at all. In fact, I was hoping I would run into you.
What are we looking at?
That blonde over there Roy's talking to? That's his ex-wife, Sylvia.
No way. She's so attractive.
Well, she ought to be. She married a hotshot plastic surgeon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If she was married to Roy, she'd probably look like Myra from down at the bait shop.
I dated Myra for 3.5 years.
and a lovely woman she is.
Who are you?
I'm Mark, Helen's waiter from the Crab House. I served her crabs.
Ah.
What are we looking at?
That's Roy's ex-wife, Sylvia.
No way.
Here they come. Act normal.
You're on your own.
See you guys later. We're going to lunch.
Oh, well, aren't you at least going to introduce us?
Oh, where are my manners? This is my my ex-wife, Sylvia. Sylvia, these are all the losers I work with.
I could watch you scrape the gunk off that griddle all day.
Thank you. Joe, you gotta help me. That kid's been staring at me for hours.
He's got a crush on you. What do you want me to do?
Tell him to take a hike. Tell him to beat it. Kick his weirdo butt out of here. I would, but I'm too nice.
No, I'm not going to break his heart. Besides, who can blame him?
You got the kind of spatulas that drive men wild.
Is Roy back yet?
No.
And this thing with his ex-wife is very strange.
What are you talking about?
What do I mean? Sylvia showing up all of a sudden? Being real nice to Roy? Inviting him out to lunch?
Oh, come on, what's the big deal? We're married.
I agree with Brian. It's very strange.
Who are you again?
Don't you remember? He's Helen's crab boy.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. Hi, guys. Hi, Alex.
What are you so happy about?
Yeah, Sylvia, pick up the check.
Better. She wants me back. Let's face it. Once you've been with Roy Biggins, you never want to be with another man.
Sounds about right.
Make you think Sylvia wants you back?
She asked me to have dinner with her tonight in her hotel room.
Smart lady, no witnesses.
I knew she'd come back eventually. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get ready for the big night.
Oh, that's right. You're about to romance a woman. You'll want to shower, shave, buy chloroform.
Okay, make all the jokes you want, but the important thing here is my Sylvia is coming back.
Did I hear Roy say that Sylvia wants him back? Well, I don't mean to be rude, but why?
Yeah, no, I've seen her house. She's way too classy for Roy. She's got a mansion, a butler. She's got those heart-shaped soaps in her bathroom that a less cultured person would have mistaken for little white chocolates.
Yeah. Brian does have a point. What could Roy possibly have that her husband doesn't?
No, he does have that cool chair in his office that's shaped like a big hand.
Well, who's to say what attracts one person to another?
I know. Sometimes you see two people and you think, how'd they ever get together?
Yeah, look at Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts.
I know. When the hell does he see in her?
The mark of a good couple is if you can picture them in bed and it brings a smile to your face. For instance, Fred and Ethel Mertz.
So would that be a good couple or a bad couple?
Well, I always thought it was good for Fred, bad for Ethel.
You know, it's one of the great mysteries of the world to me. Hang on. Charlie and Maria Callas.
Lowell, Charlie Callis is a zany nightclub comic. Maria Callas was a world-renowned opera star. The two have absolutely nothing in common.
Huh? Proves my point.
Helen, what do you find attractive in a man?
A Harvard education.
Class of 89.
Let's just, for the sake of argument, let's assume that Sylvia once was attracted to Roy. Why in the hell would she make the same mistake twice?
Well, you know, there's one possibility we haven't considered. Maybe we're selling Roy short. Well, you know, maybe there's a side of him that's, I don't know, romantic, charming, sensitive.
Coming through, coming through. Time to take the little lady to headboard heaven.
Aramis. Uh-huh. Really? 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 Okay. Thanks for calling. Cool.
Yes!
Hey, what are you so happy about?
Well, that was some guy on the phone telling me that Bunny was coming over to Nantucket to sleep with me because she caught him in bed with his secretary.
Somebody just called you on Roy's phone to tell you that Bunny's coming to sleep with you?
Yeah.
Well, did he actually ever mention Bunny's name?
Well, no, but he said my ex-wife. And, you know, I mean, how many ex-wives do I have?
Man, I knew there had to be a reason. Well, Lowell, don't you get it? There was obviously Sylvia's husband on the phone. He must have had an affair, right? That's why she came here, to get even with him by sleeping with Roy.
Yeah. Hello! I don't even know him. Why would he call me?
Oh, Syl, I still can't believe we're here together.
Neither can I.
Sort of reminds me of where we spent our wedding night.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to that car?
No, Syl, I meant the cabin.
Oh.
Do you want some more champagne?
Please.
Now, don't drink too much or you won't remember a thing. Syl.
Well, why don't I just go change?
Change? As into something more comfortable?
Yeah.
You still want me to be here when you come back out?
That's the point.
Oh, Syl. Don't be long. Oh, you. You are a stud.
Hi, Roy. Listen, I gotta talk to you. It's very important.
Hackett, I don't know what the hell you're doing here, but whatever it is, it can wait.
No, Roy, it cannot wait. You can't wait. Listen to me. It's about Sylvia. I hate to be the one to have to tell you this, but she's using you.
Not yet, but she's about to.
No, Roy, I'm telling you, her husband called. That's the only reason she's here, to get even with him for having an affair.
Right. And you expect me to believe that you, of all people, came racing all the way down here just to help me out. Now, why would you do that,
Hacker? I'll tell you why. Because one friend sees another friend in trouble. That doesn't apply, does it?
No.
Well, look, I don't know. Listen, yesterday, if you told me that I would have taken one step out of my way to help you, I would have said you were crazy. But the fact is that when one guy sees another guy about to get dumped on, he wants to help him out. Even if that guy's you.
Wait a minute here, Hackett. You are serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
So what you're saying is that Sylvia doesn't care anything about me, I don't mean anything to her, that she just wants to get me into bed and use me like some cheap piece of meat?
Exactly.
I can live with that. Wow, Syl, you look great. looks just like the kind of lingerie I used to buy you when we were married.
No, it doesn't. The kind you used to buy me lit up. Well, let's have a night we'll never forget.
All right. I am ready. You know, Sil, I've dreamt about this night. Sylvia, you're wearing a mask.
It's a sleep mask.
But we're about to make love here.
Oh, well, it's a fantasy. I'll be Catwoman, you be Quick.
Is there anything you want to tell me, Sylvia?
What? Oh. This is a moment I've been dreaming of for years. I need you. I want you. Try not to touch the hair.
Anything else?
Oh, yes. Can you turn off the lights?
But you're wearing a mask.
Yes, but I can see a little something out the sides.
How's that?
No, I'm still getting something.
It's the moon. Sake, I can't go through with this.
Why on earth not?
I'm not in the mood.
You? You found out, didn't you?
Yeah, your husband called to warn me.
Damn it.
Sylvia, how could you do that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Roy. When I found out about him and his secretary, all I could think about was getting even by sleeping with the first guy I could find. I knew that would hurt him.
But why did you pick me?
Because I knew that would kill him.
But some part of you must have wanted to be here with me. I mean, you could have just told your husband that we slept together. You could have just lied to him, Syl.
No, he knows me too well. I can't fake things with him the way I could with you.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Roy. I was trying to hurt him, not you. Come on, what do you say? Can you help me out? For old time's sake.
What the hell? What's one more roll in the hay, huh?
Really?
Nah. I'm such a tease.
Problem with Mark, your crab boy. It reminds me of the way we stewardesses used to deal with overly amorous passengers.
Well, actually,
thanks. No. Listen and learn. You just walk by, smile sweetly, and then when no one's looking, give them a quick rap on the nose with one of those tiny liquor bottles.
Actually, Faye, I don't have a problem anymore. I explained to Mark that I'm not the only woman in the world and that he should find someone better suited for him.
Wow, Alex, that was the most exciting helicopter ride I ever took. So how'd you learn to fly?
Would you just get away from me and stop with the bug eyes?
Thanks a lot, Helen.
No, Roy, don't say a word, okay? You're right, absolutely right. I had no business showing up at that hotel.
No, listen, Hackett, I want to tell you...
Do me a favor, no, please, spare me. Spare me the grisly details, okay? I
didn't do anything.
What?
Oh, she was there for the taking. And I just walked out.
Really? You? Well, I guess you kind of did the right thing. Why would you want to be with a woman who would treat you that way anyway?
I don't know. Maybe it was because I thought things could go back to being the way they were when we were first married. Oh, Hackett. We used to walk down the street, and every guy would turn and look at my wife. And you know what they were thinking?
How the hell a guy like you ever get a woman like that?
Exactly. And I loved it. They envied me, Hackett. And when she came back yesterday, I saw the way you guys were looking at her in the terminal. I got that feeling again. Until I found out she was only here to use me to prove a point to her husband. Oh, then I knew. Sylvia and I are never, ever gonna get back together again.
Oh, boy, it's been 20 years. And did you really think she'd be coming back?
I always had a glimmer of hope. I didn't say it was a big glimmer, but it was definitely there. Till last night. Suddenly it seemed so wrong to go through with it just for a cheap thrill.
Oh, who said that? Oh, Hackett, why am I being so stupid? What is wrong with me?
Well, it's just a guess, but it sounds like you might have experienced a moment of human dignity.
Damn, I was afraid of that. Hackett, I wanted her, but I heard this little voice in my head saying, don't do it, don't do it. Now, what the hell was that?
It's your conscience.
Oh, no, no. Oh, this can't be happening. I'm losing my edge here, Hackett.
Hey, Antonio, thanks a lot for the ride.
Did I give you the impression it was for free?
Listen, Joe, Roy just was telling me about last night with Sylvia.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah.
Tell us. No. Listen, guys, I really think you'd want to hear this. Roy?
Well, if I don't tell him, you probably will. I was an animal. I got her so hot, sprinklers went off. We went on for hours. I was so good, I screamed out my own name.
I was... Okay, I've heard enough.
That'll do it for me.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. No, come on now. You haven't heard the details.
Roy, what the hell was that? What happened to human dignity? What happened to your conscience?
I know. I was worried, too, but it's okay. I'm back.
Next, Cheers goes on location at a brewery where Norm gets his dream job.
Honey, I'm home.
Warning, the rest of this love scene between Norm and the beer tank gets pretty graphic.